A couple of things. For those of you who are in Cantare con Vivo, congratulations on your concert. It was wonderful. I was there Saturday night. It was pretty awesome. Pretty epic music, so congratulations. Really beautiful. For those of you who are free Friday night, Open Symphony has a concert with the organ at the Paramount doing the Saint-Saëns Symphony number 3 with organ, which is absolutely epic. And then there's a Hammond organ concerto that was written, and the composer is also playing the organ. It's pretty awesome. I just came from that rehearsal. It's gonna be an awesome concert, so I would highly suggest going Friday night if you can. Jesse is going to be here a little bit late tonight, so you're stuck with me for a little while playing piano. I apologize in advance. Let's stand up and let's warm up. All right, let's reach up to the sky. And behind us. I won't ruin the dying score for anyone. Right in front of us. But go Giants tonight. Tonight. I'm Red Sox. All right, let's roll our shoulders back. Repeat after me. Good, we're gonna do the whole thing again, and I want you to really engage your core and make sure that everything is forte and short. Forte and short, so that we take a really, really good breath. We'll do it again, ready?
Oh.
piano on the bottom.
Oh.
I believe these two pages are two of the pages we have yet to look at. But it's the repeat from the beginning of the piece. So, 82. Let's look at a couple spots. Top of 83, tenors. Can you join the altos on the first measure? Yes.
Yes, we can. You gave us those notes and we miss it. I'll speak for myself. I miss it regularly. A little help.
Great. We will work on that. Tenors. Top of 84, we will not join the altos. Because you have an interesting note there. Okay? I'd like to start on the middle of E2 where the baritone solo comes in, and I'd like us to hold our first note at the bottom of E2. Okay?
Thank you.
first time it's an outro. Yeah?
Yeah.
E major 761. This is the big difference between our long whole note, right? There should be excitement in that first quarter note of 761. Can we do it one more time? Ready? Three, four. Super rounded lips, yeah? Can we just hold the second measure of 83? Second measure of 83? Just on loop. Good. If you can't hear the sopranos, you're too loud. Next note, tall ah. Good, good, good. Let's go back to the bottom of the page and let's incorporate all of that, those vowels. Ready? Three, four. Good, with a good breath, with a good breath. Crescendo on the bottom note. Ready? Just the sopranos alone. Three. Exactly. It's all about just getting as much space in the mouth for the top note as possible. One more time. Three. Exactly. Everybody. Three. Four. last thing I want to say, tenors. Top of page 84, last measure. Can we just get a little bit more on the last eighth note? Lelu. Just so that we hear that lelu. Can we do the bottom of 83 one last time? Soprano, it's always amazing. Ready? Three, breathe. First measure of 86 slows down. Praise Jehovah. And first basses, you will sing the same words as the tenors. Same words as the tenors. Last time. Ready? One, two.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us praise Jehovah.
Good. Next one.
Hallelujah.
slowly at 870. Slowly at 870.
Sounds not quite in our bodies. Ready? And up.
for Sopranos and Altos is finding those spots where we're unison and where we're not, right? So, for instance, St. Taylor, praise your great God of our fathers, praise the great. I am, top of 113, third measure, last note, I is unison, then not unison, right? But then unison at 1029. Right? And then last note of the page is unison. Our hallelujahs at the top of 114 are unison. So just finding those notes, and it means that it can be extra strong, but that we have to do our best to listen across as well for vowels. Great, let's try everyone together. Top of 112. Ready? And one. Kings needs to be shorter. He is King of Kings, and He is Lord of Lords. And then everyone, sing together. Can there be a little accent on sing? Sing together, praise Jehovah. Yeah, Lord, sing together, praise, sing and praise. All right, here we go, top of 112 again. With a good breath.
He is King of Kings, He is Lord of Lords. Sing together, praise Lord, with God of the Fathers. Praise the great I am, and I am, hallelujah. Praise the great I am, that I am. King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
When we have mighty, it's not angry is Jehovah, mighty is Jehovah. Just rounder vowels and less, rounder vowels, yes.
Sometimes there's like a spot in the Martin score where the T in battle is like marked as like a big T, and then there's another part where it's not. So is it battle or battle?
Battle, yes. Mighty, battle. Top of 115, ready? Mighty is Jehovah. Ready? And up.
Mighty is Jehovah. Mighty in battle.
Mezzo forte at 1060. Yes, Bill.
I'm sorry, funny question. And if we're not singing Sing to Jehovah, should we be like a little lower because we're looking for the Sing to Jehovahs or what?
Yes, if you're not singing Sing to Jehovah, if you're just singing Praise the Lord.
We're like mezzo mezzo.
Mezzo forte P. Mezzo piano, Praise the Lord.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah, good question. Thank you. Can we start right on 10-6-0? 10-6-0. Praise the Lord. Sing to Jehovah. And then when it gets, just know not slower, just a little bit quieter. And then sopranos, keep the motor going. Ready? Here we go. 10-60. But just keep the motor. Good. Can we go?
Oh, gosh.
This is good. Bottom of 120. First measure. Right on it. With everybody. And praise the Lord. Ready? Until the third measure. In the third measure, there will be a slight slowdown, but nothing as much as we've practiced. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay? Just a little slowdown, and then on the last measure of the top system, the last two quarter notes will be subdivided. 123 on Lord, because the orchestra's playing 8 down. And he will cut off the choir on beat 4. So our last whole note turns into a dotted half note with a quarter rest. I'll say that again. At the top of 123, Kedrick will start slowing down in the third measure. On the last measure of the top system, our whole note turns into a dotted half note with a quarter rest, and he will cut us off on the quarter rest so he can breathe for the next downbeat. Yeah. Can we try? Eleven hundred. Tenors and basses starting. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, great. Ready? And one. Sopranos and altos, 1102. A little slowly. Oh, praise the Lord. Ready, and one. Next note. Going on, and one. Higher than the first one, ready? All sprints, notos, top of 123, and no one. Good, just all sopranos, and no one. Exactly, with the altos. Tenors and basses. Ready? And one.
All praise the Lord.
All praise the Lord.
All praise the Lord.
All praise the Lord.
God will sing to Jehovah. For he has triumphed gloriously. More resonance in our bodies. Yeah, good. The last thing, top of one, or first measure of 125, there should be a place that we definitely do not breathe. Gray die. Good. I want to go back to the beginning of the finale, which is on page 98. Wait, before we do that, sorry. Page 111. Let's fix these notes. That's the one, exactly. So, I'm not sure if I mentioned this. This will be conducted in four. So you'll see every beat. Can we start right on our notes? Sopranos and tenors. And no one. Exactly. Your ah vowel is even more important because you're in octaves. Everyone! that could easily be forgotten. So I'd like to do it two more times, so that when we hear that music in the orchestra, we go, oh, that's us. Okay, here we go, 10:08, and it's all right. From me, because I don't know how much it's going to slow down. Yes! He is king. Okay, good. Let's go back. 98. And let's stand up. All right, sopranos. You start us off and don't slow us down. Otherwise, it just sounds like mush. Here we go, sopranos again, bottom 98.
Mighty is Jehovah.
Bottom of 107. This is the same thing. Hallelujah, sing to Jehovah, he's right and is our salvation. I know it's difficult as it gets higher, but we just need to keep that motor going. Otherwise, the long notes that are happening in alto center bass feel longer and longer. But we can be super specific there. Can we start bottom of 106? Bottom of 106. Great, I am. Ready? And ah. I need to be a really tall ah vowel. Great ah. Here we go. Ready? And ah. Start to think about breathing. And then as soon as you think about breathing, breathe. Here we go. Same spot.
Mighty is Jehovah, mighty in
Good. A couple of things. Tires and bases. Bottom of 121. We can take a seat. Thank you. Bottom of 121. The separation, the Mercado is great. Hallelujah, sing to Jehovah. It tends to then get faster and faster. Hallelujah, sing to Jehovah. I know it's excitement, but we need to just hold back. Sing to Jehovah. Okay, so that it doesn't start to rush. Praise the Lord. Tenors and basses also, on page 116. After these accents, we can even come down a little bit more. No God. Yeah? And then everyone at 1060, I didn't hear a difference between mezzo forte and whatever we were singing before. So, whatever you have marked, can you mark it bigger, please? Or it's coming from forte, but it's honestly less about changing, just becoming quieter, but more about changing our intention and changing our color around it. So we have praise the Lord. Pray, like you're telling the person next to you, like you're excited. Praise the Lord. We just got through a crazy Passover story. Now we're alive on the other side. The only person there is to thank is God. So praise the Lord. Pray. So it's really about whispering to the person next to you that you're excited. Yes. But I still think
it. Say it again, please.
The question was, the sing to Jehovah in those praise the Lord passages, should they still come out? And the answer is yes. It just means that the praise the Lords are a little bit quieter. Thank you, good question. Can we go top of 115? Mighty. Tangent basis, I think really it's about having round vowels here where the sound doesn't feel, like there's a lot of sound coming from you. You don't need to create more. It's just about this super round, mighty is Jehovah, my mighty is. Slap a little bit rounder, right on that note.
Mighty is Jehovah, mighty is mighty.
Yes, do that again. Here we go, ready? And up.
Mighty is Jehovah, mighty in battle. He hath high
hope for his glory.
Mighty is Jehovah.
Yeah, we're not together. I think it came from sopranos and altos when we came in. Make sure we're right on. He hath triumphed all. Ready? One more time. My round.
Mighty is Jehovah, mighty in battle.
Thank you.
Exactly. Good. Are there any questions in this finale? Yes, please. The question was at 11:02, when the soprano sonatas come in, what's the dynamic? I think we can stay forte from where we came from. Okay. Thank you. Good question. This will come after 40 minutes of this piece, and so make sure that you save something for the end, yeah? All right. Any other questions? Okay. Phil.
Thank you, Mr.
So 8:40, what time? 8:40.